We had a nice warm-up class yesterday, and it was nice to get him in the ring. And today he was a different horse. He was lovely and relaxed and back to himself. And I'd feel like he'll jump well today, and I think he'll definitely improve from the round today. And I think, you know, I would expect him to jump really well tomorrow and Friday.
It was a pressure round because we needed to get a good round from you as well for the help the team position. You were foot perfect all the way. What did it feel like for you when you rode into that ring and got going?
I think you're just concentrating on, you know, you've made your plan before you go and you're just concentrating on that. You don't really notice everything else around you. Bertram had a fantastic round, which was great. And but we were relying on Molly, you know, she's a very fast horse. And my horse, obviously, I've kept him for Nations Cups all year. So he hasn't had so much experience against the clock or in his life, actually, as such, really. You know, last year he did some of the Premier Grand Prix at home and he taught him to go a little bit against the clock. But he's actually inexperienced against the clock, so... You know, I was delighted with him that he went up a gear more in the ring today, and still a tough track. It's still a strong 150 the whole way around, and he handled it really, really well. And like I say, I'd be very hopeful for a good result tomorrow and Friday.
The fences will go up for tomorrow, won't they?
Yeah, but the height of the fences shouldn't bother my horse. He's very, very scopy. You know, he proved that there all the Nations Cups during the year. I know tomorrow might be a little touch bigger or wider, but there's only so big they can build any fences. And he's done everything so far very, very easy. So, like I say, I'd be like the height or the weight is not going to worry me.
Are you still on a high after the Aga Khan?
Definitely am. Best feeling ever. And I think any Irish rider, I can assure you, that's something to work towards, because you will never feel experience, atmosphere or a thrill like it.
And that has helped your confidence for here as well.
Oh, without doubt. You know, Robert and I spoke about it. You know, he was thinking about maybe leaving some of the championship horses fresh and leaving them at home from Dublin, but my horse is young, and he's the good thing about my horse, he has an awful lot of blood. You know, he's a lot of energy, so you have to give him a lot of work. So I felt that Dublin actually would be a good preparation for here and for myself as well, you know, to feel that atmosphere in Dublin and you know, to experience it for both myself and the horse. And I think it's paid dividends coming here, because he's actually fresh as it is. So you know, if I had to not jump Nations Cup Dublin week, he'd be like a bull.
Yeah, well, the best of luck. We look forward to seeing him tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
With so much at stake for the Irish team in the sense this week, is there a sense of pressure? People almost sort of saying you've got the Olympic place already with the way coming in off that result in Ireland.
No, there's no such thing. All those poles are there to be knocked, and there's an awful lot can happen. Aachen is a big occasion for us all. And don't forget, you know, my horse has been very solid all year, but he's still just a 9-year-old, so you can't forget that. Keane O'Connor's horse is also a 9-year-old. So, you know, we certainly won't be taking anything for granted. We know we have a job to do, and we certainly are all up for it. There's a great team spirit, and we'll certainly be fighting for it tomorrow and Friday.
How much of a privilege is it for you to be getting the nod to be part of this team?
Sure, it just means everything. I mean, I think Irish of all people were very patriotic, and it means everything to put on a green jacket and to ride for your country. And certainly Dublin last week, to ride in an Aga Khan Cup was a dream come true for me, and we won it. But like I say, you know, we just want to do the country proud here this week and get a team to the Olympics next year.